Hi, this is Leslie Zann. When you consider your business in December, do you see its possibilities or more of its pitfalls? Do you feel confident or uncertain? Like every cycle of the season, December offers both benefits and distractions. Your results will depend on your attitude, discipline, and action. Over the next 31 days, you have the opportunity to experience the month on your terms. I suggest you start by making a gratitude list to remind yourself of all the remarkable gifts you already have in your life. We reviewed the power of gratitude in your July Zann plan. That was the topic of that month's personal development tip. We learned how leading with gratitude inspires us to consider all the positive ways we can take action to design our lives today and expand our vision for the future. That's a great emotional place to start this month and every month. So simply enter the season knowing you can continue to work your business and at the same time, enjoy all the seasonal celebrations. Now you may be thinking, that sounds great, Leslie, but looking ahead, how exactly will I be able to stay consistent with my business when I already feel sucked into the whirlwind of family, friends, parties, dinners, shopping, traveling, and all the joys of the season? Like every cycle of the season, December offers both benefits and distractions that can either enhance or disrupt your business. In support of a fun and productive month, I offer you four seasonal tips that, when put into practice, can help you find the joy as you build your business in December. Tip number one. Make your month before the holiday break. Okay, just like you learned in November, I recommend you set a goal to meet and exceed your monthly goals by the Wednesday before the holiday break or sooner, and teach your team to do the same. Go into December pretending December 24 is the last day of the month. How fun to celebrate the holidays knowing you've already met your goals. And with the many new people you'll see during the holiday week, you can come back to work with a fresh new list of people waiting to hear from you. Tip number two, stay consistent. Now is not the time to slow down your pace. Now is not the time to prejudge, have a chicken list, or take a rest after a busy year. Now is the time to stay consistent. Your willingness to creatively reach out and talk to new people on a consistent basis is the most effective way to continually fill your prospecting funnel. Now, if this concept is new to you, let me briefly explain. Imagine a funnel like you have in the kitchen. It's wide at the top and then morphs into a shallow neck at the bottom. Imagine that as you reach out and talk to new people, they are dropping into the top of your funnel. The idea is to consistently have a steady flow of new people dropping in. And while in the funnel, you have the opportunity to offer information on both your products and your business. And ultimately, these prospects will drop out of the funnel with varying degrees of interest. Some will have an interest in your products and they will become a customer. Some will show an interest in your business and they will join your team. Some will offer referrals and some will have no interest at all. And however it shakes out, it's all good. Now you have two main goals with your funnel. Goal number one has two parts, okay? Goal number one has two parts. Goal number one, to fill it and keep it full. To fill it and keep it full with as many prospects as possible, people who are considering your business and or your products. Goal number two, to shorten or condense the time period from first contact to their ultimate decision of yes, no, referral, or not now. Here's what can happen if you're not paying close attention. You can unconsciously slow down your prospecting pace to match the decision-making pace of the prospects in your funnel. What you want to avoid is having your personal prospecting pace slow down to match the pace it's taking the people in your funnel to make a decision. In other words, you need to continue your pace regardless of your prospects' timelines. I can hear it now. Leslie, I have some terrific people in my funnel, and if they decide this is a fit, oh, they'd be great. And while you're waiting for those people to make their decision, you have slowed down your pace of talking to new people. I hope this concept is making sense because it's a key to your success. Step back and evaluate your prospecting pace for December. Now, I certainly want you to follow through with the existing prospects in your funnel. I also want you to keep up your pace for reaching out and talking to new people as well. The two activities are not mutually exclusive, but rather support one another. You can control the pace of your business by the number of new people you talk to and how fast you talk to them. Tip number three, master a balanced message. The fact that you are in the midst of the retail season, chances are you will easily and joyfully sell your products or service. Now is the time to master a balanced message and offer the gift of your business with the same enthusiasm you offer your products or service. People deserve the opportunity to learn about your business now. If you're only creating product sales, then that's probably what you're asking for. When you start asking for business partners with that same gusto and enthusiasm, the sponsoring will happen. In support of this practice, I recommend you master the objection response for "I'll wait until after the holidays." This is a common objection during December. I want you to learn how to share the proven benefits your prospects can experience when they start their business in December. Realizing that every company is different, I believe there are benefits common to all companies for starting a direct selling business in December. First, you capture the seasonal retail sales as you share your products with friends and family. Next, you offer a solution for the New Year's resolution to look better, feel better, and make more money. This justifies the strategy to offer a balanced message. And finally, build a foundation in December in order to hit the ground running in January. This way, you won't miss that critical window. I believe starting in January is good, but starting now is better. For these reasons, and so many more, it just makes sense to get started in December. It's not uncommon to hear success stories in January about teams who enjoyed record sales, record sponsoring, and record growth during the month of December. And the reasons are numerous, yet I believe it boils down to they believed December was a great month to build. They revised their hours of operation to fit the season. They took immediate action as the month began, and they shared a balanced message of both products and business. I want you to deliver both your gifts this holiday season, the gift of your business as well as your products, and you too can make it a record month for you and your team. Tip number four, embrace prospecting paradise. When I was in the field, we called this time of year prospecting paradise. With the right attitude, you will see how over the next few weeks, the world will give you many opportunities to talk to people and build your business. We call them parties. The key to success is to be joyful, authentic, and consistent. While celebrating at countless holiday parties with friends, family, and new acquaintances, you'll be able to simply share your authentic story and feelings of gratitude for finding your company and building your business. Share your enthusiasm for next year, and your passion will attract the right people who want to hear more. When looking at the cycles of the season, your fourth quarter activity sets you up for the first quarter of the new year, and the first quarter becomes a foundation you will build on for the rest of the new year. You know how athletes can peak at just the right time before a big competition? I want you and your team to peak this month so you can jumpstart the new year with new activity, sales, and sponsoring. Your time is now. You can have it all. Enjoy prospecting paradise and comfortably meld celebration and networking in an authentic and joyful way. Over the next 31 days, you have the opportunity to end your year on a purposeful and successful note and enter the new year with confidence, commitment, vision, and a full appointment book. When you follow these tips, you can discover the gifts in December and set yourself up for a record new year. Enjoy a glorious holiday season.